Movement Only, written by Z. Charnot, November 19, 2003. Worldwide Philosophy Class, What Life Is, What Life Is For, Class Number 10. Movement Only. An Occidental or Western man and an Oriental or Eastern man were both stranded on a remote island. Upon waking one morning, they discovered a large crate had washed ashore. The question the Occidental man had was, what is it? The question the Oriental man had was, what does it mean? Can you see the mindset, the viewpoint, inferred or implied by these two different questions? Western man, as in Western philosophy, looks at an objective reality. Forms, surfaces, entities, all freestanding, with Newtonian interactions like particles impacting one another like billiard balls. Western science has postulated such particles as photons, gluons, weak bosons as the analytical foundation of science. Western science has assumed, that you can know something by taking things apart, whether with your mind, with your hands, or with your instruments. What you don't register, what you don't monitor, what you don't observe, are the relationships, the connections, and their significance. What does it mean? Does it mean a ship passed? Perhaps a ship sank? Did the crate fall from the docks of a distant harbor? Are there currents that flow from that harbor to the island? What are the form artifacts of process able to be used as clues? The Oriental would examine the point of landing, the distance up the beach. What the Oriental scientific view has observed are the connections, the sequences, the relationships. This is depicted in the I Ching. This is described in the book, The Stone Monkey. We are facing a crisis, an upheaval, a violent future. Because of our viewpoint, we have failed to see important relationships and our galactic context. Some may question whether the previous 9 2-hour sessions have been what can be considered philosophy. Look at the table of contents or the index of the writings of Plato. Look at the contents only released to public view in 1936 of the investigations of Newton. Remember, these are Western philosophical writings, and look at the breadth of the issues they include. This class was represented as worldwide philosophy. That includes ancient and modern. That includes Occidental and Oriental. The subtitle is What Life Is and What Life Is For. The content is properly represented in the title. I was refused continuation of my thesis studies at the University of Waterloo without taking 8 courses in analytical philosophy, which analytical viewpoint my thesis had just established was not sound. Fortunately, my prime supervisor was Oriental, more specifically Japanese. With his retirement, there were no other faculty members able to supervise my further academic work. Its body of information contained in these class sessions heeds systemic relationships between fields of knowledge and between knowledge and values, which is what makes it philosophy, an affection for Sophia or wisdom. Now, from the Secret Oral Teachings of the Tibetan Buddhist Sects by Alexandra David Neal and Lama Yongden, everything is movement, nothing but movement. There is no such a thing as absolute motion. Motion always needs a system of reference or a body of reference to define it. Our galaxy seems to be traveling towards the constellation Leo at about 1.3 million miles an hour and away from the constellation Aquarius. We move in a circular orbit at the rate of 225 kilometers per second radially around the center of the galaxy, about 500,000 miles per hour. It is more than 200 million miles to complete a single circuit. Our sun has made 20 of these trips since formation, as per Sir Fred Hoyle in his book Frontiers of Astronomy. Motion relates. Motion contains or embodies energy. Kinetic energy is energy of motion. Potential energy is the energy of state. However, it is possible to see that potential energy is only a shift in the scale of the motion, which we call the energy of a state. Potential energy examples are a coiled spring, an elevated body, a deformed lever, a launched rocket at its apex. There are responsive gyrations or spins within the substance of the forms which are attuned to the fields of its environment that cause potential energy to be so designated. All balance, all harmony, all morality is derived from the consonance and composition of motion. All divine justice, all karma, is derived from the potentiation of fields being resolved in a cadence. The bias of evolutionary progress is derived from the harmonic composition of motion or movement. Sound is the compression and expansion of the vaporous or elastic medium produced by the movement or motion of a surface.